Well, every once in a while, we're going to continue doing special open lines for you as well. I call them sound-off open lines to give you an opportunity to get involved with tonight's program. And you heard our guest. Next up, it'll be your turn to sound off right here on Coast to Coast AM. One of my favorite clips ever from the movie Network with good old Peter Finch playing Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Sound off open lines next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, sound off open lines now for the rest of this hour. And let's start with Cornelius in Alexandria, Louisiana. Cornelius, how are you?
Hey, George, God bless you and yours. And I was just telling Tommy, your call screener, and he's great, and Gina, too. Those two call screeners are great for coaching.
They keep us on the air, don't they?
Yes, sir. My mom's dying of blood cancer, and you and Tommy and Gina, y'all have been sending prayer. She has gotten better. That's what I wanted to tell you. So that's the good news.
That is good news.
And so I just wanted to thank the Coast to Coast listeners and you and Art. And I hope you do a show. I had an idea for you, and you had already said this. You need to do a show from prison. A lot of inmates and prison guards.
Wait, as long as I'm not in there, if you know what I mean.
You know, but that would be an idea, too. You could do it from prison.
We've got a huge prison listenership. Huge.
And guards, too. Guards listen to y'all,
yeah,
too.
They do. They do. Tell me about your mother. What's happening to her?
Well, she's got that blood cancer Geraldine Ferraro just died of, and it's incurable. But they can treat it. So,
what is she taking? Special medicine for that?
Chemo.
I got something for you to have her try. You ready for it?
Yes, sir. I'm got a pen and paper. I take notes at night.
It's an herb. It's called burdock. B-U-R-D-O-C-K. It's supposed to help cleanse the blood. I'm not saying it's a cure for her problem.
Yeah, I understand.
But you know what? They say it helps.
George, let me tell you something else. Last week, we had a rumbling around here, so I know you had said on the news part at the first...
Something in Virginia.
Arkansas.
Virginia had just had
Virginia,
something.
Maybe, yeah. Virginia. But so I don't know if it's a plane or if it's some tunneling or something.
Something's going on.
But the river's high here, too, and we're not too far away from the Mississippi. The Red River's here.
Yeah.
And so all that stuff is flowing down there. So y'all just pray for us and everything, and I appreciate all y'all do. And do a show from prison. I'm telling you, you'll have the inmates and the guards. You'll have them going there.
Just George. Like Johnny Cash did a long time
ago. Yeah, there you go. God bless you, George. Y'all take it easy. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Jesse, truck driving in Texas, east of the Rockies. Hello, Jesse.
Hi. Actually, I think this might be the wrong name. My name's Ryan, but I just wanted to say I am mad as hell, but you know what?
You are Ryan in Vancouver because I hit the wrong button.
No biggie, George. I love you. I love what you say, all the things you talk about in life, especially Project Blue Book. But to get to the point on the subject, You know, I'm a human being. I try to make it every day. My grandpa always said, you know, stay out of debt. You know, have kids, don't have kids before marriage. And don't believe a politician no matter what. But I still got faith in my country. And I'm a little cold, and I just stutter. But sorry if I sound like, you know, blah.
That's okay. If a politician's lips are moving, he's lying.
Oh, yeah. It's always the same old story. But anyway, George, you have a good night, and I love your program.
Okay, Ryan. Thanks. Appreciate it. Now we'll go to, well, let's see, what's going on here? All my lines are going crazy. KC in Seattle, Washington, welcome to the show. Hi, KC.
Hi, George.
Hey, good to have you with us.
Yeah, you know, I'm real pissed off about a lot of things going on.
Well, you should be.
Well, I think I should be. One of them is that there is, you know, we're supposed to have the freedom of assembly. We don't have that. Look at what happened in Seattle, you know, with the WTO.
Well, keep going. Tell me more.
And well, you know, I mean, there were some of those protesters just got beat down. You know, it was no joke. It wasn't the way they had it on that movie thing, except for a couple of small parts of it were pretty accurate, like that woman that got hit in her pregnant stomach by a cop. That was the kind of thing that happened a lot more than a few times.
Well, what do you think is going on here, Casey?
Well, what I think is going on is that they can't. Oh, I'll put this bluntly. I don't think they could find their hind end with both hands the way they're trying to hand us a load of crap. You know, if they want to do some kind of intelligence work, well, you know what? There's a way to do it, and there's a way not to do it. He was 100% right. You have to have your story straight.
Well, and obviously the story's not straight on this one. It's a very weird situation. I've got somebody who I respect entirely who sent me an email during the top of the hour, and he says, George, I got to tell you know, I've worked with government. I'm confused about this. His theory is that Obama was carted off to Guantanamo Bay, maybe, and is, you know, being interrogated. Who knows? But the whole thing, and even he admits, nothing just makes sense anymore. Let's go next to Queens, New York. It's Joe's turn on Coast to Coast. Sound off, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, George? Thanks for keeping us sane. I thought I was going crazy until I started listening to Coast. Have you had any reports of strange lights over Manhattan?
We've been having reports of strange lights all over the place.
I mean, tonight, particularly tonight about 2 a.m.
Around Virginia, I'm getting
really?
Some. Yeah.
It's weird because I have an apartment overlooking Manhattan in Queens, and about 1:30 it started, 1 o'clock, 1:30, and one was around the UN by the water, the East River, and one was up the tip of Manhattan, like by Westchester, up by, past the Bronx. And
is it a clear day up there? Clear
it's
night?
Perfectly clear now. Yeah, it was. And you saw them. I thought it was the train coming because the first one came up. It looked like the 7 train that comes towards my way, but it was brighter than a headlight of a
well,
train.
Well, there is a planetary alignment now.
I know that, but these things. I know that because all the planets are lined up.
They're all lining up. That's right.
But this wasn't that though. They were really bright, bright lights and. They moved. They hovered, and then they moved up, and then they moved down.
Okay, that's not a planet.
Then by the East River, like kind of like landed. It went lower, but I could still see the light emanating from it.
Something's going on.
And then the other big one on the other side is kind of split. Like a little baby one came out, and then it got to the same size as the other one. And there were two lights, and then it blinked out.
You always wonder about these things before anything happens.
And the other weird thing was that it was shining a beam. There's an apartment complex about 2 blocks away from me, 3 blocks away. And it was totally lit up. And now, we were thinking, like, are they shining a beam on that?
Well, could these be those silent helicopters they've been using?
It could be, but I don't know. I mean, it's something I've never seen before, and I always look out the window. I even have my my sea crane. I got a telescope, and I saw a good shot of it with the telescope. You know, I got it on video, but it's very small because I got it a little bit.
Okay, so you couldn't see any shape to it.
All I saw was just like it was big, light, bright bulbs,
yeah.
You know? And it looked like one bulb in the middle, and then, like, it had other bulbs on the sides that weren't lit. They were just, like, you know, blanked out. It looked like it could have gone brighter if it wanted to. It looked like lights from a stadium, you know. But I know what it would look like. Okay. I mean, it wasn't from a stadium.
Well, you're the first one, Joe, out that way, at least. But we've had reports of some strange lights around Virginia too, in addition to the strange rumbling, shaking that people are experiencing out there. Let's go to Hesperia, California. George's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, George, welcome back.
Thank you very much, George. And you're doing a great job, you know, getting this information out to the people. You and Dr. Bochenek and Alex Jones. But my question is, other than calling our senators and our congressmen and getting these comment lines that lead to almost nowhere, it seems like, what can we as a public do to get the government's attention and make them listen to us?
Well, you know, as Howard Beale said, you just got to simply scream and say you're as mad as hell. You're not going to take it anymore. I don't think writing letters helps. I'm not even sure congresspeople, most of them, even read these letters. But I think you can do it in the ballot box, and you can also do it by just expressing your anger. And eventually somebody's going to wake up. There's no doubt about that. It can't keep continuing the way it is. This Osama bin Laden story is perplexing to me. I mean, because my brain tells me we got the guy. But then there's so many other episodes that are out there that tell me, you know, it's possible that we're being deceived. I can't rule that out entirely. I wish I could, but I can't. Brandon is in Tealup, Washington, first-time caller. Hey, Brandon, thanks for calling.
How's it going, George?
Good.
Good to talk to a fellow Navy veteran.
Yes.
Well, what I wanted to call today about was JFK's speech on secret societies. I just recently discovered this speech, and I'm sure that many of your listeners have heard it before, but I think it's important for everyone to hear some of the words that he wrote. He stated, "We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it." And I think that today, the example of them not showing us Osama bin Laden's photos has nothing to do with whether we can handle it or not. I believe it's secrecy for secrecy's sake.
I think you're right. We can handle just about anything. Anything. I mean, they've shown videos of the tragedy. Remember the situation in Iraq where they would show videos of Americans getting their heads cut off?
Exactly my point, George. I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old daughter, and they see this stuff on TV every day, and they realize the difference between fantasy and reality. They're not idiots just because they're children. They know what's real and what's fake, and if they can decide for themselves what's real and fake, then the American people as a whole should have a right to decide for themselves what the truth is.
What do you think the truth is, Brent?
Well, George, reading Alex Jones' website and your website, of course, and listening nightly, I believe that bin Laden has been dead for quite some time, and that it's not a matter of Republicans or Democrats. It's the ones that are controlling both parties at the same time.
I just wish they'd come out one day and would tell us the truth about everything. I do, and thanks for your call. I wish that they would say, fluoride's bad for you. Vaccines, well, some of them are tainted. We don't like everything they put in it. And they would go through every different scenario and tell us, but somewhere along the line, money and greed and just about everything has taken over. West of the Rockies, we've got Bobby in Las Vegas. Hey, Bobby, roll the dice with me. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to. I always think of it like this: is maybe people should just try to catch on, because not everybody can handle the truth. So it's a matter of just catching on, using your brain and thinking about it, exact the context of everything. Just catch on.
See, I think a lot of people will just take whatever they're fed. Don't you?
Exactly. Everybody, people just believe everything, and then they blow it out of proportion, and so. There's people in our society that are like that. And with that in mind, you have to just kind of read. You need to learn to read into things. Use your brain and think about it. And you know, going off and making these big demonstrations or having, you know, just don't worry about it. Just try to figure out in your head what's going on and interpret it and realize that there's, you know, there's, I don't know, it's just like, just think about what you're hearing. Because,
well, let me ask you this, Bobby. In just your day-to-day life, mm-hmm. when all these things are out there and they're bombarding us, does that affect you, or are you able to at least put it aside?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, I'm very aware that most people can't, you know, but I've learned to be a very objective person
mm-hmm.
and not just be emotional about what's going on. You know, I realize that, you know, there's a lot of things are done politically or just strategically that has to be done like that to maybe portray things in a negative way in order for there to be a positive outcome. You know, there's certain kind of sacrifices that are done. So, you know, it's just a matter of just catching on. If you can't catch on, you know, there are ways of, you know, get off the internet and go to a library and just go read you a book. Go read you a book like by philosophers and educate. Read about history, and you know, and you gotta realize. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying, George?
Oh yeah, I get you. I get you indeed. All right, Bobby, you take care out there in Las Vegas. They say that activity's still a little soft there. They pick up once in a while, but not all the time. Laura's in New York, west of, let's, on the guest line. Hey, Laura, go ahead.
Hi, yeah, New York, we're still east of the Rockies.
You got it, way east. can't get much east than that.
Yeah, right, going to the ocean. Well, one of the things that gets me angriest, since we're on that topic, is that people are still being told, so many people are still being told that cancer is incurable. And thank you for mentioning burdock root. Burdock is actually one of the four main components in a wonderful herbal tonic called Essiac, E-S-S-I-A-C. I think some of your past guests have mentioned it. And there's a wonderful, really good book about the topic called The Essiac Report by Richard Thomas. And I'd recommend that your previous caller, you know, get it off Amazon or something like that. It's available. Just wonderful stories about people who have been sent home and told to, you know, just go home and wait and die. And they've taken Essiac and, you know, maybe done other changes in their life. And cancer has, you know, gone away. You know, our bodies, when we're given the right situations, our bodies can heal themselves.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Laura, in my mind. Bodies can heal themselves. Speaking of healing, special type of program tomorrow night. You're going to enjoy that on healing as well. Split show, 2 hours each with both guests. And on Thursday, we're going to talk about the Orwellian nightmare. It's called Big Brother. That should be a fascinating program. Friday night, Lloyd Pye joins us as he talks about the Star Child. He believes now it's extraterrestrial, says he's got proof. We'll find out, and then we'll get into our strange Friday night into Saturday morning open lines. By the way, for you Coast Insiders, tonight we did our live video chat. And then for the very first time, we kept the cameras running during some of the commercial breaks out of my office so you could see what that thing looks like. Anyway, I'll be right back with more open lines on Coast to Coast AM. Speaking of the Skype line, by the way, ours is George97313. Microsoft going to buy them for $8.5 billion. Unbelievable. Anyway, we'll come back in just a moment. We'll take your final open line calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Let us go to Havelock, North Carolina. Jeff is there on Coast to Coast. Hey, Jeff, welcome.
Mr. Norrie, nice to be on your program. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I am livid, pissed off, angry, frustrated. This evening on a local talk radio show, the military chaplain was on the air, and we find out that our government is now condoning same-sex marriages in the Navy.
I think the Navy put that on hold today.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
I'm pretty
sure. Thank you for telling me. We had a real interesting conversation about that, And we're very concerned about gays in the military, the violent nature of what they call love.
Okay, do me a favor. One thing during open lines. That is, several programs and several topics I don't like to touch. And let me tell you why. People have their own lives, and you have your own views, and you're entitled to that. But I try to keep this program geared toward looking for answers of the truth. Why are we being taken advantage of? Entertainment, fun, you know that. Paranormal issues and things like that. And that's a topic I don't touch. I don't think anybody has the right to try to hurt another individual. And like I said, and please don't get this wrong, you've got a right to feel the way you do. But, you know, this is my radio show, and I just don't want anybody talking about that topic on the air. I don't talk about abortion on this program. I don't talk about issues like that. We don't talk about the death penalty on this program. Those are issues that you get during the daytime, and I leave them alone on this one. So with all respect, understand how I feel about that. And let's move on. Let's go to San Jose, California. Gil on the wild card line. Welcome to the program. Hi, Gil. Nope. There you go.
I should say my full name. And I wanted to mention that you talked about fluoride, and one of your guests, Raymond Francis, went over that subject quite a bit in his book, Never Be Sick Again.
Yes.
And I wanted to mention that, you know, I've been reading a lot about meditation, all that. There's a lot of stuff about cancer, but they don't really have very much information on. And what I have is hepatitis C with the encephalopathy and the low white blood cell count.
Sure. And what do you take, interferon for that?
You know, I tried that, but now my white blood cell counts are so low that I can't even do that. So I've been trying meditation. You know, I've been reading books on trying to meditate and heal, you know, my brain, because it does affect your brain. You're supposed to take lactulose, which purifies ammonia out of your bloodstream.
Well, let me tell you, you should try this burdock. It's a supplement. It's natural. It's an herb. And
oh, it is?
And it's been known to help cleanse the blood. You know, it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. And I was going to mention also that, you know, all these shows talk about the different, the Republicans and Democrats and all that. And I really feel that they do have no control when you hear that stuff, you know, because you hear about the New World Order. And they pretty much have control of everything. It's almost like a waste of time. We'd almost have to have a revolution before we could do anything. I mean, writing or... Seems like the U.S. has no control over anything, you know, as far as doctors in my case, you know, you really can't get help with the doctors, with the government, just everything. I mean, and now I'm really worried about the food situation, which you guys talked about quite a bit. And I really do believe in the alien situation. I mean, it's so obvious, and they just hide it. It's unbelievable that all the people cannot realize what's going on, you know, with that.
No, that's so true. Hey, by the way, we will be live for you on Memorial Monday. You know the rule here on holidays, and we will do that program for you live. We're working on it right now. I think it's going to be behind the secret door, so we'll have a number of guests that I don't know who they are, and you'll have to guess. But the first hour, we're going to talk about an incredible story, being Memorial Day, of the USS Indianapolis. I don't know how many of you know that story of that ship, but it took atomic weapon parts for the war during World War II. And afterwards, it was sunk by the Japanese, by submarine. And many of the soldiers went down with that ship. Those that did not remained in the water for 3 or 4 days, some of them being attacked by sharks. It is a incredible story, and we're going to be talking with Douglas Dietrich about that on the first hour on Memorial Day. Anyways, just wanted you to know that after you're done having your fun that day, and of course, do remember the fallen, we'll have a live program for you on Monday night. Memorial Night. It's not too far away. Nancy's in Portland, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hi, Nance.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a friend that is, I don't know if the right word is dying from Morgellons disease. And she went to the doctor that she heard about through your program some time ago in San Francisco. And he hasn't been able to help her. But there was a study done through Kaiser in San Francisco. And what she heard is that all of a sudden the program was taken over by, I don't know if it was the CDC or the military. And I just wanted to see if you knew any updates or if there was any potential shows coming up in the future, because there's so many people out there suffering. Her life is, she's living with gloves on her hands.
Oh, I know. It's horrible. The last thing I heard was about 2 years ago, the CDC was investigating this. I don't know how thoroughly, but it was in their hands. I've never heard about the military taking over.
Well, I don't know if it's the military or the CDC, but there was a program going on through Kaiser. I mean, definitely, and all of a sudden it was taken from Kaiser. So that's kind of interesting. It's kind of, you know, a mystery, and you know, I just would love to see her get help. It's just ruining her life, her marriage, her children, everything, every aspect of her life has been changed. And
oh, it's a wretched disease. Wretched disease. And nobody knows a lot about it.
Right. And I just thought, you know, since there's a little bit of mystery there that they took it from, you know, the Kaiser study. There definitely was a study down in San Francisco through Kaiser. That's all I know, and it's been taken away.
Okay, thanks. We will probably do something on that. You know, we did Morgellons way before anybody even talked about it. And, of course, we're watching it. Let's go to the Skype line. Alfredo, Lake City, Florida. Hi, Alfredo. How are you?
I'm doing good, George. How about you?
Good, good. Hey, do you use Skype for, you know, most of your phone calls?
Yes, I know. Yes, I do. This is my first time, actually. I seen you on there, and I added you, and I was like, oh, let me go ahead and get a hold of George, and let me ask him something about Area 51.
Sure.
Okay. Since the government is hiding it from us, President Carter was giving out information out all about Area 51. Why are they hiding it from us now? Why they don't want us to go to the military base and not let us see what's behind them gates?
What is behind the secret door at Area 51? Well, I'll tell you why. They're hiding something they don't want us to see. Yes, there's no doubt they're doing some things for national security. They're developing weaponry. They're developing aircraft that they don't want us to see. Probably those helicopters, the one that went down in Pakistan, the stealth one, might have been developed there. But there could be something else. We have gotten so many strange reports of things that might be at Area 51. I mean, truly, we have. And that's why they don't want us to see it. Let's go to Sharon in Aptos, California. Hey, Sharon, it's your turn. Hi.
Hi. I want to tell everybody about some earthquake preparedness that I know firsthand.
Sure.
First, one thing we learned from our World Series earthquake that was 3 or 4 miles from my house is do not turn off your gas line unless you smell gas, because if you turn it off, the gas company has to come and turn it back on, which hampers, you know, getting things back to normal.
Well, why would that hamper it? I don't understand.
Because they have to come out to turn it back on.
What's wrong with that?
Because if everybody turns off their gas, do you know how long that takes?
Who cares if it's somebody's house? I mean, what I'm saying is if your neighbor shuts off their gas line, it doesn't affect you.
Yes, but it affects the emergency crews.
Well, I think that they would prioritize and take care of the emergencies first, don't you?
Yes, but it hampers getting back to normal. And this was what the emergency crews broadcasted.
Now, let me ask you this, though. If somebody can shut off their gas line,
they can't.
Why can't they turn it back on?
I don't know. That's just what the gas company says.
Really?
Yes. Direct from the gas company.
I didn't know that.
Yes, that, indeed.
That's in California.
Yes.
I think
and
in Missouri.
Something else that people need to know about is BRIC.
BRIC?
BRIC.
What about BRIC?
It kills people. The eight people that were killed in our county, most of them were killed
BRIC. You're saying not to use BRIC?
And just about every house with a BRIC chimney.
Well, it's a little late now. What are we going to do about it?
No, well, if you can rebuild your BRIC chimneys.
Nobody's going to do that.
Nobody's going to do that. Well, but at least they'll know not to stand under their BRIC chimneys.
That would be common sense.
I don't think so.
All right.
And there is an interesting death, if you can call it that, that you might be interested in. One person was killed by three horses.
What happened? He got stampeded or what?
Actually, he got in a car wreck from three scared horses.
Oh, they ran out in front of him?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. But six of the eight were killed by falling BRIC. And the best kind of house to have is wood.
There aren't many wood houses.
Well, in California, there's a lot. But I'm very concerned about the people along the New Madrid Fault.
Yeah, I know. That's a rough area. That's pretty close to St. Louis, too. Okay, well, thanks for those tips. I didn't know about the thing with the gas line in this state. Let's go to Lafayette, Louisiana. Sal, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Sal.
Hey, George. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Yes, I was wondering about what y'all think about the Mississippi and everything going on within the government today.
About the Mississippi in terms of the flooding?
Yes.
That's a
bad, how y'all feel about it?
Well, it's a bad situation. I can't say I'm happy about it.
Oh, no, I'm not happy about it either. But, you know, a lot of people usually complain about disasters instead of doing something about it right away, you know.
Well, there's nothing they can do about it. They've had more rain than they've had since 1895.
Right. Something happens like that, you know, do something about it instead of complaining about it. Because complaining and the worrying won't do anything about it.
Sandbags don't even work out there. Craig in Valley, Arizona, you're up with us. Go ahead, Craig.
How are you doing, George?
Okay.
Great, man, great. Yeah, buddy, I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
And that one guy said something about the jails you ought to go to, and it made me kind of giggle because that's where I first listened to you at.
See, but, I knew we had a huge listenership in prisons.
But I was right now I'm out in Valley. I'm in a little bitty old town, and I'm off the grid. We got a camp set up. We bought CC radios. We got when technology fails, and we got our seeds from the seed bank growing. Shoot, we're doing great, Ma. My girl's making bread every day, and it's way, way better than going to the store and all of that.
And life is simple for you, and it works,
man.
Right?
Oh, yeah, and you get close to nature and God and everything. It is a great feeling out here and not having to depend on anybody.
Good for you. How long you been out now?
Well, I've been out for quite a while, and I'm a Katrina refugee. I came from Mississippi and came up here and decided, well, I'll try it up here and see how it's going to go, and it's just going wonderful.
Good for you.
It's a great place, and the stars are so bright out here. You look far off in the distance, you can see Las Vegas. You look the other way, and we got the San Francisco Peaks. Over the San Francisco Peaks, you got Flagstaff, and it's just beautiful out here.
It's a gorgeous planet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, we see something new every day, pronghorn antelope just laying in a yard. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, what's funny, Tommy had mentioned about a year ago, to do a live show at a prison as well. I mean, when he saw Walk the Line with Reese Witherspoon and Joaquin Phoenix, and he saw that scene with them playing Johnny Cash and Mrs. Cash, who wasn't Mrs. Cash at the time, I don't think, but maybe she was, I don't know. But he just saw that scene and said, George, you got to set up a studio in a prison and just do it. And just get it done. Let's turn Tom up here, Danny, if you can. And this idea that you had, do you think it'll work?
Yeah, I do. And I was just going to say real quick that we get so many letters from inmates that listen to you. I just think it's a great idea.
Well, what prison would we do it in?
Say it again for me, George.
What prison would we do this in?
I'd have to do a little research on
Soledad?
It.
Where?
I'd have to do some research on it, but I definitely think it's a good idea.
I'd rather be in some kind of halfway house myself.
Well, we'll keep you safe.
Well, I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about you folks. I can toughen it out.
You folks meaning me?
The prisoners love this show. I'm concerned about, you know, you and, you know.
I'll be fine.
Okay. All right. So, anyways, it'll be your job to go and look for the proper prison. Simple as that. Okay, let's go to, do we have time? No, we don't. It's time for me to tell you about the rest of the week. This night is already over. How quickly it goes, indeed. First of all, many thanks to all of you in the Midwest when I was there in St. Louis for a few weeks broadcasting the program. Truly appreciate it. If those of you have not been in the St. Louis area at all, it's always well worth a trip. It's an incredible town that gets a so-so rap nationwide. It's little, but the outskirts are fine and, you know, just great people in the Midwest. And it's always nice to come back to California and pop around in other regions of the country as well. I think I'm going to do a show probably next month, a couple in Hawaii, and studios finish there. So that's up and running, and everybody's excited about that too. And lots more to talk with you about in the coming days, because we are in the middle of probably one of the most bizarre times I have ever witnessed. And again, if you're not a Coast Insider, for 25 cents a day, you can be. Participate in our video chats and everything else we do. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.